Hello, welcome to Hindsight 2020. Say hello, weary travelers.
Hello, weary travelers.
Yes, welcome to Spooktober, everyone. We are doing things a little bit different, doing a breakaway from our normal campaign to take a little dive into the Curse of Strahd. And we will be starting with the Death House, I guess, prelude, for lack of better words. But yes, we'll be spending October working through that, and the idea is that subsequent Octobers will be able to return to this time and time again and keep going further into these lands of dread. I do need to make one note before we begin. This is not family friendly. Given some of the subject matter, like, we will still be more or less trying to keep it clean as far as like language and sexual content goes, but due to subject matter, it's a little darker. I would not consider it appropriate for families and certainly not for smaller children. But still should be a dramatic, horrifyingly dark, good time. And yeah, thank you for joining us. Let's jump into it. I am the ancient. I am the land. My beginnings are lost in the darkness of the past. I was the warrior. I was good and just. I thundered across the land like the wrath of a just god. But the war years and the killing years wore down my soul as the wind wears stone into sand. All goodness slipped from my life. I found my youth and strength gone, and all I had left was death. So it's a dark, starry sky. A little bit of cloud coverage, but otherwise a nice, brilliant glow, just filled with thousands of stars that were out as we are out in the it's out in the open water on the sea, and we happen upon a small sailing vessel. It's kind of a little ramshackle. It's not overly fancy, but it's functional. And upon this boat is a person. Jared, would you describe your character and your sailing vessel?
Sure. So I'm on a small, single person sailing boat at this point, just kind of out exploring the open sea, really just interested in understanding what's out there and exploring. I'm a pretty normal looking guy, about 5'9", brown hair, dark gray, bluish eyes, a darker bluish green, slightly translucent skin, with
normal stuff.
Yeah, very normal stuff with deeper blues and greens that kind of shine through underneath the first layer of skin that almost seem to ripple and move as if there's a current underneath the skin. And from time to time, you can see some little shots of what looks like bioluminescent veins. And I'm a water genasi out here sailing, kind of grown up on the sea, navigator by trade, and out here kind of mapping what I can find.
All right, very nice. And this small ship, did you build it yourself, or is this a vessel that you acquired?
I acquired it.
Okay, all right. Very nice. So you're out sailing. Do you have a particular destination in mind, other than this general idea of mapping the seas? Anything interesting that you've encountered?
Recently, I have been sailing with a crew for most of my life, and I'm off on one of my own kind of explorations, following kind of after the footsteps of my mother, who was also on one of the crew, more of a biologist sort. And there's a kind of a cluster of islands recently that have seem interesting and out here trying to see what kind of life might be found on them.
Very nice. So you can continue sailing for a bit. And over the course of 20, 30 some odd minutes, cloud cover starts to roll in. Little hints of fog start to creep in from the periphery. And in a few moments beyond that, your vision starts to become highly obscured. And just when it seems like the fog can't get any thicker, your boat catches a current and starts sweeping away faster and quicker into the fog.
I want to take a deep breath of the fog. Is this salt air, fresh air, something different?
When this begins, there is a hint of salt in the air. You get a large sense of the sea still around you. But as you continue to kind of rush essentially in this unknown direction as the fog rolls in, the fog gets thicker and almost soupy, and that hint of saltiness starts to leave the fog.
Well, that's unpleasant. It's not what I'm expecting. And I'm moving. That's not great. Okay. And I'm going to start kind of looking up at the sky to try to tell where I am.
Okay. Give me a perception check with disadvantage due to the fog.
22.
Dang. I see that. That's a 19 and a nat 20, isn't it?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. 22. You are able, through just, you know, years of keen eyes, seeing, you know, fog out on the sea and clouds, you know how to, like, kind of look for thinner patches to be able to see just hints of starlight gleaming on through. And here and there, you do get glimpses of little beacons of light, not enough to piece a constellation together. But at one point, you do see kind of a bright, constant glow. It gives you the impression that it could be something more prominent than stars, perhaps a planet that you're able to see in these, like, late hours, the brightness of the light. But it is not a celestial body that you recognize.
Well, that's new and weird. Okay. And I'm going to dip my hand in the water and just feel, is it cold like the ocean I'm used to? Is anything changing here?
It is cold. It is cold. It is rapidly moving. And every now and then you can feel little brushes that appears like maybe there's some fish that you're also passing quickly as they're moving in the current.
Okay. Don't like doing this, but I guess I don't really have a choice. And I'm going to pull out a sending stone from that's connected back to my main ship and attempt to just make contact. Right. Hello, anybody on the other end? It's a weird planet out there tonight. Not sure if I'm the only one seeing this.
Go ahead and roll a percentile dice for me, actually.
Ooh. I'm so mad just because I was like, do we need percentile dice? And Josh was like, no.
I genuinely didn't believe there was a reason.
57?
57? So with a 57, you do get a bit of a response. But it is somehow staticky. You get little hints of can't quite recall everything. Help? Do you need? And that's about it.
All right, I don't remember a storm being on the horizon, but guess it's time to settle in.
All right.
And I'm just going to do my best to kind of sit back and brace for whatever it is that seems to have picked up the ship.
Okay. So you, bat down the hatches, so to speak, and just hang on for the bride. So now we'll transition a little bit into a bit of a dark forest vista. Trees are tall and long, long branches, spindly, like long fingers, just with tufts of pine needles and leaves, and just a large variety of coniferous trees. There's shrubs, there's brush. It's a very much a dark, deep, and old forest. But in this forest, there is a small bit of a clearing. And in this clearing, a little bit of a makeshift campsite. And at this campsite, we have a person sitting with what I assume to be a large book. And Kate, would you describe your character and what you are doing?
Yes. I am a human woman, fairly short and stocky. White skin, brown hair, brown eyes, pretty bland looking, dressed in like sort of a barmaid's attire, but it's a bit tatty. And I have a giant book, and I'm flipping through it by the fireside, probably practicing some hand gestures and pronunciation of words and trying to just figure out what's in this book. It's a spell book.
I never would have guessed.
I figured that much out.
The audacity. So if I may ask, what brings you out to the woods?
I have been here for, I don't know, I've been on the edge, the outskirts of town for a little bit, maybe a month or two. I've just been trying to learn spells from this book that I stole from a wizard when I worked at a tavern. I was sick and tired of seeing so-called heroes come in, act like they were, you know, gonna save the whole town and everybody here, and then just go and die. And I figured I'm gonna finally do something about it. And it was harder than I thought. So it's been slow going. But I think I've managed to nail a couple of spells a few times. I can read the book, which is a bonus.
Good.
But yeah, since I stole the book and probably got the wizard killed, I, you know, couldn't really show up to work the next day. So I've been just kind of roughing it on the outskirts of town ever since.
Okay. As you are sitting there practicing, occasionally you hear rustles in the surrounding bushes. More often than not, you know, smaller woodland creatures, stuff like that. Nevertheless, you don't feel particularly safe out in these woods. Mm-hmm. They're known to be dangerous. You know that creatures, anything from wolves to actual werewolves, can wander these woods. So even knowing it's most likely rodents, there's still that element of unease any time you hear some rustling in the nearby bushes and trees. After a bit of time just making camp, doing some practicing, you start to hear a large bit of rustle approaching the clearing.
Can I find a spot to hide, maybe?
Oh, go ahead and do a stealth check for me.
It's 16.
16? Pretty good. Pretty good. Where do you go to hide, actually?
Is there like a sideways log maybe I can hop behind?
Sounds great. You dive behind. You may have been sitting on that log this entire time. You quickly just just sit back, lay flat in your...
Throw a couple of leaves over my feet or something.
Exactly. You're covered by this log. After a few moments, another person enters the clearing. Sarah, would you describe your appearance?
Being in full chainmail, I loudly enter the clearing. And I'm not doing it stealthily. This young, very, very pale female human stumbles into the clearing, a shield still on her arm, but not nearly at the ready. It's just there, kind of swinging as she walks, with incredibly pale, is it blonde or is it white, hair that is dreading from lack of care.
Oh.
Her face is hollowed from emaciation, and she has green eyes, but the white portion of her eyes, the sclera, they're kind of like pink and red.
Ooh.
And when she sees the fire, she stumbles over to it and sits down next to it, not looking around to see whose it might be, seemingly not really caring that she's incredibly loud in a dangerous forest, and is just accepting the fact that here's a fire, I guess I'm going to use it.
All right, very nice. What is your passive perception, by the way?
10.
10? Okay. Absolutely no chance that you see this woman lying alongside a log nearby. Well, that is the scenario before the two of you.
I'm going to try and quietly and casually as possible sit on top of the log as if I've been here the whole time.
Give me, I guess, another stealth check. Okay.
That's a 15.
15? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you pretty much just slide slowly back onto the log.
And I'm going to say, can I help you?
I'm going to look towards the sound and slowly put my shields in front of my body and also slowly grab a battle axe from my back and just stare, sitting.
Are you new here?
Are you?
You're sitting at my fire.
Do you want me to leave?
I mean, I didn't say that. Are you... What are you doing here? Are you okay? You don't look very okay.
How long have you been in the forest?
That's a good question. Maybe, you know, how long have any of us been anywhere? Right?
Well, look
kind
at your
lose track.
Tattered clothes. Say, you don't look too good yourself.
What this? It's just, you know, the forest. Grabby hands.
But you're able to take care of yourself. I kind of move my shield and battle axe like you're unarmed.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, nobody attacks what they can't see.
I didn't see you, so I have to agree. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't get many visitors, so... Are you looking for someone, or...?
I am more leaving something else.
Oh, you can't...
I don't know where I'm going yet, but...
Okay, you're trying to leave Barovia?
I don't know.
Because I can tell you right now that's not going to work.
I've been walking for days.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no destination.
Where did you come from?
Elsewhere in the forest. Do you know the skeleton flower patches deeper in the Svelik forest? I come from around there.
Okay. So you're from the forest?
Not always, but for some time now.
Okay.
I worked with a group of people. They are selling bouquets of them.
Oh.
I'll hold up my shield, and in the center, there's a little piece of round glass with a skeleton flower that has been preserved between them.
Oh, that's very cool.
This flower here.
Okay. Yeah. Is it spiritual significance to you, or?
Not anymore.
Oh. I'm sorry I asked.
I probably start crying a little bit.
Oh, no. I just kind of awkwardly shift my weight in the other direction.
And what about you? You aren't from the forest.
No, I'm from town.
The village?
Most of them at this point. You really get sick of the people here after a while. Or maybe that's just me.
No, I was born here, but I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Is the book visible?
Yes.
That is in the old, large book.
Yes, it is.
Doing some reading, mm-hmm. Are you? Is it any good?
I'd say so.
Can I tell what it might be? I don't think I have much experience with this at all. I have some experience with other people and a little bit of magic.
Yes, but give me, I guess, insight, because you're trying to deduce what it might be.
16.
16? You have a pretty good sense that it is probably related to arcane practices. If not, then probably religious practices, but most likely arcane.
What can you do with it?
I mean, I'm still a bit of a novice.
Can I see?
All right, I'm gonna just flip through it and see which ones I can, like, are more dog-eared that I've that I've gone over the most. And I cast Ray of Frost on a nearby tree branch, maybe.
Right.
That's easier than I remember, actually.
You're good.
What is the, in your, I guess, you know, home study, essentially, of arcane magic, mm-hmm. What is the, how does the Ray of Frost manifest? What does that look like when you?
It probably looks a bit like kitschy magician hand gestures and a little bit of finger wiggling. Just whatever felt magic-iest.
All right. This gust of icy cold flows forth from your wiggling fingers, hits the branch, and just kind of most of the other branches in the forest kind of wave and weave a bit with the wind, but this just straight out solid, and kind of you can hear a little bit of a crack. It just has this weirdly solid branch hanging out from the side of a tree.
You're very good.
Thank you. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty good.
So this forest is generally suffused with a variety of sounds, from the whistling of the wind, the waving, moving trees, the different critters moving about. And in this particular area, the sound of a rushing river. In this case, particularly the Ivlis River running eastbound more or less from the village of Barovia. Along with the sound of rushing water, as this conversation continues, you'll start to hear this. It's almost like the sounds of rushing water increases. And then you hear the splashes of what sounds like a larger, like, not a larger vessel, but a vessel that seems large for this river, kind of splashing and moving along it. And shortly after coming into view, we have a vessel of Jared's character here.
I'm going to again look at the sky and see if I recognize any of the stars or constellations.
No check here. This is a foreign land to you. You would not recognize it.
Nope, that's not right. Something is very wrong here. And I'm going to look around. Is there any kind of... Do I see the fire or any signs of life around me?
There's a large amount of overgrowth, but there is a little bit of a clearing off to kind of the northern side, I would say, where you can see hints of smoke from a fire.
Okay. I'm going to start to steer my ship over towards the clearing to kind of just anchor down and land. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to pull out my map that I've been drawing and basically flip it over and start from scratch and go, okay, so something was off there, and I'm going to start drawing and mapping the river I'm currently on. Okay, just got to get to land, can get my bearings, head back to the ship in the morning.
Sounds good. The water is moving. It's a river. The water's flowing, but it's not moving terribly quick at this point. When you were first pulled in, it did feel a little more torrential, a little more rapid-like. But in this area, it settles down a bit, that it's pretty easy for you to move your boat off to the side and dock it accordingly.
All right, and then I'm going to step out of the boat and kind of make my way into the clearing, looking for a decent place to make camp.
All right, and you encounter these two other individuals previously described.
Hello.
Oh, good, yes, come in, bring your friends.
Oh, wonderful.
I stand up and get a more aggressive stance with the battle axe and shield.
That is an incredible shield. Where did you get it?
Who are you?
Bucket. Hold up my hand.
You're not from here.
Your name is Bucket?
You can call me Kit. Great to meet you.
Your name how is close to the, Bucket?
Sorry, what? Is that a problem? What's
I
your
mean,
name?
If it's not a problem for you, then I guess it's not a problem.
Most people just call me Kit.
I can see why.
Do you know each other?
No. I mean...
Sorry, your accent. It's wonderful.
You're not from here.
No.
You came
Are you from here?
Yes.
I came from the ocean. And I'm going to show a map that I drew that shows the ocean and kind of this massive fog cloud and then the stretch of the river.
I'll ease up a bit.
Written down.
Do we have oceans in Barovia? Like, does ocean mean anything?
You would know of the Barovian Lake and some various rivers, such as the Ivalice River that y'all are currently next to. But... as far as oceans or seas, the fog cloud that keeps everyone in Barovia keeps y'all from being able to explore any further and see if such a thing exists.
So I'm going to point to the map and be like, see, ocean was on my boat, went through the fog.
Yeah, about that.
Found the river opening.
I pushed the map down. I put my hand on the map, push it down. That's not going to be very helpful.
Where is ocean? Is it far?
Well, you see, and I'm going to start to look up at the stars and realize it's not the same. someone changed the sky. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You seem to understand this?
I mean, this happens to a lot of people here.
Oh, phew. I'm not alone.
Most of them are dead.
Or still here, like me.
You are not from Barovia?
No, I barely remember where I'm from, really. But
Barovia. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's we are in Barovia.
Welcome to beautiful Barovia.
I mean, I'd heard about it in legends, but...
You have?
It's connected to the ocean?
It's a bit dingy for legends.
Yes.
No offense.
No, none taken. I've never met someone who looks like you before.
Oh, a sailor.
Blue.
Oh.
Moving.
Sorry, yeah. I've met people that look like you.
Thanks.
Though, maybe not quite as good.
And cast Ray Frost at your feet.
Are you actually doing that?
No.
Okay.
Just checking. Just saying, it's quite nice company here. But, sorry, I should respond. I'm a water genasi.
a water genasi? I'll look at
I shrug.
I'll shrug too.
This, and I'll just kind of like poke my skin and be like,
I'm yeah,
kind of like you. I mean, my mother was
the same shape,
an elf, but my father, I'm not quite sure, but I believe genie.
Okay. Okay, because I was going to say, I don't know any elves that look like that either. That makes a little more sense.
No, I've met elves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having spent a good time, amount of time here, also having been from here, you likely would have seen some patterns of, like, every now and then adventurers stumble into the area and go to face Strahd, end up dead, etc. So y'all more than likely have seen some elves, even though few and far between, but Genasi, probably not. Genie, that's only legend, right?
So your mom wished for a baby from a genie, and you were born.
Not quite how that works, but similar.
Okay.
Unique. I'll look you
it's
up
a good
and down
look.
One more time.
And your look's not bad yourself.
Begrudgingly admit, thanks. It's this whole thing. Look at my mud smeared dress.
So, Barovia, why are you out in the woods? Is this how people live here?
I mean, there's a village, if you can bear to live there for very long.
I haven't.
Shouldn't there... Is the village a harbor town, by chance?
No.
No. There are a few cities. The closest is the village of Barovia.
Barovia. The way you say that. My goodness.
All right, keep your pants on, Captain.
Oh, I'm no captain. I'm the navigator.
Okay. Some job you did, is all.
The second you said captain, I was like, he's going to comment on that. It's happening. It's happening.
So, I'm sorry, I'm still confused. Came from the ocean, down a river, to beautiful women. Town nearby, but it's not a harbor town.
No.
Then how do you get back to the ocean?
You can't. You're stuck.
I'm going to pull out my sending stone and attempt to message. So I've landed in Barovia. Charming company. Highly recommend you come on by. They seem to assume I can't leave.
I'm going to bend down to pick up a rock.
Oh, why don't you try this one next?
Oh, is that a sending stone? And I'm going to examine it.
The rock.
Oh, no, sorry. That one won't work.
Roll a percentile dice for the sending stone.
Fucking laughing in character.
Fifty-two.
All right. It seems your message may have gone through, but it's a similar amount. It's actually a little bit worse as far as the static coming back.
Can we hear it, the static?
Yeah, you'll be able to hear, same sort of...
Not quite getting... What are you saying?
Oh, my apologies.
Where are you...
You must have be freshly through the veil then.
I mean, I arrived a couple minutes ago when I walked into this clearing, basically.
I've never known of anyone leaving, but then again, if they had, I wouldn't know.
Is it that nice here?
No.
Oh.
So, as y'all, continue this kind of awkward first meeting between a variety of parties, you start to hear more sounds of rustling in the woods around you. Some, a little bit in the way of snarls, and even for a brief moment here,
help me, help us.
Was that a woman?
I don't know. No, probably
I'm
not.
I'm taking off in the woods.
No, okay. You're going to get yourself killed.
In the woods? Anyone else going with him or just...
I'm going to follow him to the edge of the clearing. and just watch.
And just watch.
I'll join on that.
Okay. So you watch from the clearing. They run off in the direction of the sound. It doesn't take very long for them to get quite obfuscated from your view, just staying at the edge of the clearing. Two of you eventually come out to another, not wider clearing, but longer, because there is a bit of a winding road that weaves on through the woods in this area. And what you see are two small children being chased by a wolf. Man.
I meant I was staying with Kate, but since you said all of that, I'm going to be following. I'm more following the water genasi than I am running to help.
Gotcha. Sorry about that. Completely misunderstood.
No. I was trying to then say it in a way where you don't have to. You can just, yeah.
How far is the wolf?
The wolf is closing in on that.
From me.
Oh, from you? Somewhere between 30 and 50 feet. It's not terribly close, but also not terribly far, you know?
Okay. Could use some help over here. And I'm going to pull out a belaying pin that I keep on my back. And cast Shillelagh on it.
Okay.
And essentially the belaying pin, for anyone that doesn't know, is a pin that sits on a ship that you tie the ropes around. It's going to start to form and grow moss and barnacles and kind of shells of different
algaes
and different, basically picture what a wooden post of a pier looks like underwater. It essentially starts to just form into that. And I'm going to attempt to run up and hit the wolf.
Okay, go ahead and roll an attack for me.
Thirteen.
All right, you take a swing at the wolf, and as you hit it, there's no resistance. You push on through and
oh, false
it disappears
alarm.
Into a bit of mist.
Job here is done, and I'm gonna walk back towards the forest, but a little bit scratching my head. You saw that, right?
I'm gonna look at the children.
The children are still there. They seem startled. There is a an insight on the children.
13.
Okay. You would guess that the eldest is around 10. She appears to be a female. Kind of long and slender, and she has this really high-collared kind of blue-gray tunic that kind of flares out once it hits the hips and goes down to the knees. And then she has these long gray boots and a red cloak with a large golden clasp on it. And then the younger is, you would guess, is probably about 6 or 7, male, and has a much thicker cloak with a hood on, and is just crying and clutching a stuffed doll.
Where are you trying to leave? I'll holler. Are we at the edge of the mist line?
No, you're more into the forest than you are at the edge of the fog. But there's always kind of a sense of haze in the woods in general.
Well, no, we were trying to find our parents. There's a monster in our house, and can't find our parents in the house, so we were just, you know, we were just trying to. Well, it's, you know, well, it, the wolf looked very real. There's more. And, we just miss our parents.
Do I believe them? Their story?
Holding over the 16 on insight. You do understand 13, that...
I oh, think.
Sorry, 13?
I think it was 13.
Well...
If it matters, 30, I don't know.
Holding on to the 13 on insight, they do appear to be, or I guess she, the older the elder does appear to be telling the truth. You do understand that there is likely a monster in their home, and they do not currently know the location. I almost said position. They do not currently know the location of their parents.
I'll walk closer to them.
As you're passing, I'm just going to look at you. Is this normal here? This place is wild.
It is. And I'll walk past.
Wow. And I'm going to walk back into the woods going, hey, tavern lady, you're going to want to see this.
I roll my eyes and rush over to the fire and grab my, like, necessities. I leave the bedroll, but take, like, what I'll need in case I get into a fight, because I anticipate that we probably will. And I grab my book, and I guess I head over towards them.
All right. As you approach, you see, just as was described before, these two children with these new individuals that you've met just standing in the middle of this long, winding road.
Wow, some children.
Are you looking for your parents out here? Is that why? Why here?
Our parents are in our house, I think.
And she points off in a direction down the road, and it's hard to tell if it's in time with the point or just coincidental, as the wind is blowing through the woods across the road, that the fog parts slightly and you see what appears to be the upper reaches of a row house on the side of this road in the middle of the woods, kind of surrounded and choked by the trees.
For people who have lived here a long time, does that seem unusual at all, that there's just a random house in a forest, or is that kind of par for the course?
It's a little odd, but these woods are generally odd. The realm of Barovia is generally odd. There are a bunch of weird things all the time.
I'm going to walk over to the children and kind of kneel down. So I'm kind of eye level and be like, hey, I'm Bucket. What's your name?
Hi. I'm Rosavalda, and this is my brother Thornbolt. Usually call me Rose and him Thorn.
It's very poetic.
Thank you.
Does she shake Bucket's hand? Do they touch?
Right now she more has her arms kind of around the boy and is like kind of comforting him as he's still sniffling and just clutching that doll really close. So it is a bit of a standoffish nature because, well, you know, they're just being chased by.
So if they're not going to shake my hand, I'm going to kind of reach out to put my hand on her shoulder and just say, so why are your parents still in the house, as I kind of reach my hand to put it on her shoulder?
I think they were trapped. They've warned us for a long time that monsters in the basement. But I said, oh, that's just how things are here in Barovia. We'll just keep it locked tight and everything will be okay. And
did one of you open the door?
Neither of us did, no.
Okay.
But they might have, and I don't know.
I gotta say good on you for not doing that, because that seems like a very little kid thing to do. No offense. What was the screaming about?
Oh, the fake wolf.
Of mist.
Okay.
I don't know if that's abnormal or not. I don't know if I'm like, you know what we do here. If it's like, isn't that... That's normal. It wasn't super shocking to see the wolf kind of disappear into mist.
I mean, you're familiar with illusions and monsters and, you know, many things not being as they seem in this realm.
So were you children chased from your house by this mist wolf?
Well, we were chased out of our house, and then the wolf came came out of the woods towards us and we just started running.
Okay. I mean, do you have a safe place to go? Are you good at hiding?
Oh, we can hide, yes.
There's a camp through the woods. I can point them to the clearing I was just in.
Okay.
But I can't give you any protection from... If something comes for you, hiding is the best option that we've got, really.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out my hand to the young boy and say, come, I'll take you there.
I guess give me a persuasion check. We'll say with advantage because you offered up the campsite and it's just a little like things are still a little tense in the aftermath of things. 8. The boy, Thorn, just kind of clasps the doll a little bit tighter and seems like a little scared and looks up at Big Sis, who kind of is like,
we'll make our way there, and starts to walk off in the direction that
I'm blanking on Kate. Maud?
Maud.
Thank you. That Maud pointed.
So, I'm sorry, before we got distracted there, I'd rather not call you Tavern Lady. What's your name?
Maud.
Maud. Beautiful name.
Maud.
What does it mean?
I roll my eyes. It's my name.
Maud.
Do names mean something? What does bucket mean?
Oh, it was my job growing up. When I was needed around the ship, they'd just show bucket. I'd show up with the bucket. I'd clean.
Okay.
Gee.
Here I thought I had a sad childhood.
Yes.
There's nothing sad about that. Open seas, total freedom, exploring the world.
Do you have a different name? If you're...
Oh, I go by Kit, often.
Kit. What does your mother call you?
Kit, mostly.
Kit.
But I don't mind Bucket.
Your mother called you Bucket?
Well, she didn't really name me. I grew up on the ship with her. The crew kind of gave me my name.
Okay.
Honestly, she might have called me Kit for all I know. At this point, it's just so interchangeable.
Not big on birth certificates with the Genasi, huh?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, here's my answer.
And what is your name?
Daphilia.
Daphilia.
You can call me Leah.
Leah.
Wow, that is actually a fabulous name.
Well, thank you, Mom.
I was going to say the
same
thing.
I like yours.
Thanks.
Malden Kit.
So, I take it you've been to this house before, being around here?
No, I've never seen it before.
If I turn around, are the kids gone? Like, are they through, even if I can't see the campsite from here,
walked off into the brush.
Okay.
Are you interested in helping here?
I mean, I got nothing else going on tonight. I gotta wait till morning.
I feel the same.
Sure, I mean,
I think
yeah.
we're more than capable. You have that shield.
Yes.
You have that book.
You have that dirty stick.
I do have that dirty stick.
It looked like if the wolf had not been missed, you would have done a good job.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good with it. But it's not the only thing I can do. I can hold my own.
Does it still look like it's... covered in barnacles?
It does for now. But as we're talking, it would kind of return to looking more like a normal wooden stick, and I'll just kind of put it on my back.
Noted. Silently noting that it's magic.
Oh.
All right. So what do you do now?
Wander closer to this house.
Okay.
I guess I'll follow.
Keeping we got
my,
this.
My eyes open for anything as we get closer.
Okay.
I can be more specific if you want.
Yeah. nothing really happens as you approach, but you do come across a what appears to be a multi-storied row house. From the windows on the outside, you would guess it's 4-ish stories, give or take a bit, depending on, whether or not there's an attic extending into the roofs. It has that kind of, like, It has arches to it. Not quite Gothic arches, but it has a lot of those like wrought iron spikes and adornments that happen across the roofs of these really tall, high peaked roofed houses. There is a chimney. Otherwise, it appears to be made of stone and brick. It may have been white at one point in time, but it's dirtied and old, much like many of the things in Barovia. Mm-hmm. But there is a bit of a stone portico with a wrought iron gate that allows access to the front of it.
Does it look super haunted from the outside? Are there screaming?
There's voices? No, you don't hear any screaming from the outside. There is a bit of a sense of unease, but it's, I guess for you, having spent time in the village of Barovia, as you've moved from place to place, and for Leah, would you have spent a long time in the village of Barovia?
Yeah, I think both, yeah. Okay.
Both of you would have seen many houses of this structure.
Okay.
The thing that stands out odd as for the two of you is that the point of having these narrow, tall structure houses is so you can fit a lot in a small space. And we just have this.
What's it doing one here?
In the middle of the woods. You know, maybe it's built to fit between all these trees. But otherwise, yeah, it looks a lot like the structure and architecture you would have seen before.
Do all homes around here look like this?
Surprisingly, yes.
Fascinating.
Just without the woods.
And I'm going to just do a, as this is the first time I've ever seen something like this, just a perception check if anything stands out to me.
Hey, go ahead and do a perception check then.
Nine.
I get to building. Looking up, it looks like there is a balcony a couple floors up, but it's, reaching it would be a bit difficult. Otherwise, the same stone portico with a large gate on it. Many of the lower level windows have gates around it as well.
What's a portico? Is it the thing like this in the front?
Yeah, a portico is effectively a covered porch. Usually a portico has the kind of like column supported covering over it.
And there's a gate on the portico?
There's, you get on the portico and then there's like a wrought iron gate in front of the front door.
Okay.
Can I just scan the outside and see if there's like another door that the kids may have run out of?
Doing a quick circle around, you have to weave a little bit because there is a lot of brush and trees in the forest, but circling around it, there's really only this main front door.
And it looks shut, like firmly shut.
I mean, there's a gate and a door.
And how high up was the balcony?
It would be on the third floor, I believe.
So they left screaming and closed the door behind them.
That's weird.
I mean, maybe they slammed it behind them to keep whatever it was.
Oh, maybe it automatically slams shut. Does it have like a spring hinge or something?
I should have asked them the layout of the house.
Yeah. I mean, what were they going to do? Write it down?
Well, that's true. Josh hands us each a map.
I am going to sketch
kind of
what the house looks like, roughly, to be able to kind of map once we're inside. But is monsters in houses normal here?
Yeah. I mean, monsters in general are pretty normal here.
Okay, so this is just another evening for the two of you.
I guess.
Well, you're filling me with confidence. Let's just head in.
I'm going to try the gate. Or if there's a handle, I can try the handle to pull and push.
Okay. So, approaching the entrance, there's a wrought iron gate. They have hinges on one side and a lock on the other, right, this portico. The gate is unlocked. So you go to pull it open, there's a...
You think we would have heard that?
You're right.
You see there are a pair of oil lamps. There are a pair of oil lamps hanging from the ceiling of the portico by chains, and they flank a set of oaken doors.
What's the lighting like outside right now? What time of day is it?
It's pretty, it's fairly twilighty. Generally, the skies are gray and a bit muted or darkened in Barovia, but you'd be able to tell that like it's starting to approach nighttime, more or less.
I'm going to pull out a torch and light it on one of the lanterns, if I can.
Okay.
Oh, good idea.
And Maud, sorry, I know you came running after us in the woods. Did you get everything from the camp, or did you want to leave it there for the kids?
I'm fine leaving it there. It's just a bedroll and a couple of rations and stuff.
Hopefully we are not spending the night here.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't look that bad.
I could sleep on the floor. Hey, maybe they have a spare room.
It's a huge house. Yeah.
Do you want to knock or do you want to sneak in?
I'm just going to knock.
All right. You go and you... And then the third knock misses as the door... Just a couple inches.
I hate that.
As it was slightly ajar.
Can we see anything in the ajar space? I'll move my torch towards it.
You can see a little bit of what looks like it might be a foyer.
I'll push the door further open then, right, with the torch fist.
It opens up into about a 10 by 15 foot foyer. Hanging on the south wall is a shield emblazoned with a coat of arms, and it appears to be some form of like stylized golden windmill on a red field. And the coat of arms is flanked by framed portraits of stony-faced aristocrats. And then on the far end of the foyer is another set of mahogany-framed double doors set with panes of stained glass, apparently leading further into the house.
You said south. What direction are we entering from?
You would be approaching from the west end of
its face is north towards Jared.
Sorry, yes. Okay. North will be towards Jared, and that is just so it mirrors so how I'm looking doors at my own map.
I'm going to squint and use my divine scent to detect the hallow spell or... the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet.
Within 60 feet?
That is not behind total cover.
It is not behind total cover. You do not detect anything.
I'll walk in then.
All right.
And go towards the doors that are on the east side.
Although on the way, if it's too much, can I kind of just lightly inspect the shield that's on the wall?
As I said before, it's a stylized golden windmill on a red field.
Does that mean anything in the history of Barovia?
I do a history check for me.
21.
The first thing that comes to your mind is a windmill called Old Bone Grinder.
Ooh.
And that would be more or less on the outskirts of Valakai.
And I know Valakai to be...
on the banks of Lake Zarevich.
I'll go to the door across the way and gently push that as well. Try the handle. There's a handle.
It slides on open, and you find yourself into a large hall.
I think my divine sense is still probably up in here. It lasts until the end of my next turn, so you can judge how much longer that'll last.
All right, so you open up the door, and before you is a wide hall that runs the width of the house. There is a black marble fireplace at one end and a sweeping red marble staircase at the other.
Going up or down?
Going up. Looking around, it's pretty easy to see that there is, mounted on the wall above the fireplace, there is a long sword. The wooden paneled walls are ornately sculpted with images of vines, flowers, nymphs, and satyrs.
Oh. Are there any, like, places to put torches or unlit torches on the walls?
In this room, it would be the fireplace would be the main source of light in this area.
Is it going?
It is not going.
Oh, okay.
This house is relatively dark. Nothing is lit as you enter.
Does it seem decrepit or run down, or is it taken care of?
No, it doesn't. This floor, or at least what you have seen of this floor so far, is free of dust and signs of age. The floorboards and panels are well oiled, the drapes and wallpaper haven't faded, and the furniture looks new.
Okay.
Hold on for a second. And I'm going to put my hand up to my ear and just kind of signal, listen. And I want to just do a perception check, listen for anything.
Okay.
12.
12? Not much of anything. There's still the hint of... You're not too far in this building. There's still that hint of just... From the forest
Didn't
around you.
The children say their parents were under attack.
Mm-hmm.
But it was silent. Odd.
They said at first they could not find their parents, but they say they're in the house.
They were chased out of the house.
And they said monsters in the basement, but I'm only seeing stairs up here. I'm going to walk back towards the front door. And I want to just look out. If the door's still open, I want to look out and see if there's anything outside in the field, kind of looking back.
Now do a perception check for me.
10?
10? Nothing really catches your eye. It's more or less the same it was when you entered moments ago.
Are there any signs of a struggle in here?
Not from what you can see. Everything's pristine and clean.
And when I first looked into this larger room with the red marble staircase, did my divine sense catch anything?
No.
I'm going to light the fireplace so we can get a better view.
Okay.
Of the room.
Sounds good. And I'll close the front door as well.
All right. Close the front door. Light a torch. Fireplace goes alight. Begins crackling. Long shadows cast along the room as you all stand there in the firelight. The balcony opposite you, and various doors off to the east and one off to the west.
I'm gonna look up.
Look up?
Like, is it the type of staircase that, like, the top of it is even hidden where you can't see the second level, or is it kind of a grand open area?
If you walk on over there, or, like, walk on near the staircase and look up, it appears to be a grand spiraling staircase that goes upwards into darkness.
Is there anything to see? Oh, so I can't see the ceiling probably in the darkness.
Not in the darkness, no.
Okay. Couldn't have picked a better time of day for this. Should we just look for the basement or look for...
If they did not open the basement door. What? Where are their parents? Why are we here?
Should we call out for them?
I don't see why not.
Hello? Is there anyone here?
Your voice echoes, particularly bouncing off the walls leading up the stairs. But there is no reply.
Why are we here?
Is there a chance the parents are dead?
I mean, probably. But it doesn't. They clearly didn't die here.
We could go ask the children.
We could. There's no harm in leaving and returning when we have better information.
Probably, especially since no one's asking for help.
What?
Maybe they just spooked themselves.
But then where are their parents?
Out on the town?
Are there any portraits of the children that we saw?
Oh, such a good question.
In this room, I don't believe that there is. Actually, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay. That's a one.
A one?
Yes.
You don't see much of anything.
It's so dark in here.
Maybe let's just check the rest of this floor, see if there's any signs of struggled, kids leaving, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm going to go and open the door on the west wall. That would have been, I guess, beside the hallway entrance we came through.
Yeah, beside the foyer there. Okay. So you open the door, and it is also dark and unlit.
I'll hold a torch above you, behind you.
Kit has dark vision, so he will be able to see a little bit better than the two of you. But it's still dim. There is an oak-paneled room that looks like a hunter's den. Mounted above the fireplace is a stag's head, and positioned around the outskirts of the room are three stuffed wolves. Two padded chairs draped in animal furs face the hearth, with an oak table between them with various objects strewn across. A chandelier hangs above a cloth-covered table surrounded by four chairs, and two cabinets stand against the walls.
Is my divine sense still up?
How long does divine sense last?
Until the end of your next turn.
Then no.
Thought I'd give it a shot.
Can I borrow that, and I'm going to take your torch?
I guess, sure.
And I'll go light the fireplace here.
Okay. Crackles, lights. And now the two of you are able to see what Kit just saw.
Do these wolves look anything like the wolf chasing the children?
Pretty much. They are a bit larger than a typical wolf, but the one that was chasing the children was also a bit on the larger side.
I'm going to pull out my belaying pin and just try to tap one of them.
Yeah, it's a animal pelt.
Ones are real.
Do any of the hunting trophies on the walls look nefarious in some way?
Give me a perception check.
18.
For the most part, they just look like animals. You do, in your kind of glance around, you do take stock of some of the objects that are clattered about. And so on the actual table is a cask of wine, two carved wooden goblets, a pipe rack, and a candelabrum. But otherwise, nothing new to note other than the table and those cabinets.
Is the wine bottle open and half drunk? Does the candelabra have like candles that had been lit but blown out? Is it used?
The candelabra does appear used, but it is in, like, it's well polished. It's in pristine condition. The cask of wine, seemingly untouched. I give it a little bit of a hit, and you hear a bit of slosh. It's heavy and full.
Is there a pipe on the stand?
There is not. There's not a pipe on the pipe rack.
I'll leave and go to one of the doors on the east wall.
Do you have a preference?
I'll go to the northmost one.
The northmost one?
Yeah.
Okay. And the two of you, anything else you'd like to do in this den or study? I guess den, it's not really much of a study.
I just want to look around the floor for any kind of basement access.
Basement access? Go ahead and do a perception check for me.
12.
You don't see any kind of basement access. You do notice that of the two cabinets there, one appears to be sporting a lock while the other does not.
Can I go up to that cabinet that has a lock and just... Is it locked fully right now?
It is fully locked right now, yeah.
Can I see into it? Like, is it glass or is it
wooden? It is a wooden locked cabinet.
Okay.
Is the candelabra mobile? Can I pick it up?
Yeah, you can totally pick up the candelabra.
I'm going to pick it up and light it and hand it to Bucket over here.
Sorry, what's this for?
Well, in case we come across another fireplace.
Oh, and I'll just pull out a torch and light it off the...
All right, then I'll use the candelabra. It's fancy, okay?
If it's fancy, you should be using it.
Okay. And you go off to the northernmost door.
I'm double-fisting light.
Double-fisting light.
All right, so going to the northernmost door. Door creaks open. All the doors are creaking, you know? For a place that seems surprisingly new, clean-looking. A lot of rusty hinges. Don't know what that's about.
It's misty over here. Yeah.
The fog, it causes rust to set in quickly. Yeah, it's hard. You really got to work against it. It's a losing game.
It's no WD-40 here.
Actually, I have some oil on me. I just checked. I really should go around and really lubricate all of these doors.
You open the doorway into a dining room. There is a long table. The centerpiece of this wood-paneled dining room is a carved mahogany table surrounded by 8 high-backed chairs with sculpted armrests and cushioned seats. A crystal chandelier hangs above the table, which is covered with resplendent silverware and crystalware polished to a dazzling shine.
Oh.
Mounted above the marble fireplace is a mahogany-framed painting of an alpine veil. The wall paneling is carved with elegant images of deer among the trees, and there are red silk drapes that cover the windows and a tapestry depicting hunting dogs and horse-mounted aristocrats chasing after a wolf that hangs from an iron rod bolted to the south wall.
Do you enter the room?
Yes. Torch first.
If you do, I'm going to follow you. So. I'll come with all that description.
All that description.
Oh, no. Just sense it.
Yeah. Jumps the gun.
Feel it. Guys, let me tell you. Tell me if I'm right. And I will go light the fireplace.
All right.
And then one by one, move the red silk curtains. What did you say?
Red silk drapes cover the windows?
Yes. To bring in whatever twilight might still be outside.
Minimal difference to things, just because that, like, you are more towards the back of the house, mm-hmm. which is more set into the woods. So, you can see out the windows, but they are barred, and there's, like, brush and various foliage that is obfuscating much of the potential for light.
Is the table set?
Table is set.
I'm gonna...
Silverware and crystalware.
Put the candelabra on the table.
Okay.
And try and subtly swipe a set of silverware.
Okay.
While I do that.
Okay. Okay. Are you trying to do it without them seeing as well?
Yeah. Okay. Can I roll slide to of hand, see then. If I see it?
Would this be your passive perception?
Only if you're actively looking for her, because otherwise it'll be your passive perception.
Oh, passive perception's her. Fine. No, that's totally fine.
15.
Don't see it.
15? Yeah.
Let me check. See it.
I think...
Mine might be 16.
Yeah, I think yours might be 16.
Dang. Yeah, it is 16.
Okay. So you do a quick little swipe on the sly, but just out of the corner of your eye, Kit, you see the bait and switch. Once the candelabra goes down, suddenly the silverware set next to that setting is gone.
I'm going to walk up to the table and just say... is this valuable stuff, Maud?
Valuable? I don't know. I mean, imagine everything in this house is valuable. These people look rich.
It is a nice house.
It's a nice house.
It's well kept. As well.
Mm-hmm. Don't see any signs of a struggle in here, though.
Are there any other doors off of this room? I'm thinking of a kitchen, is what I'm thinking of.
Off of the dining room? Mm-hmm. No. Well, there is one... More, there's a more of a southern door out of the, sorry, yeah, it is south, it's more southern than the previous door that leads back out into the hallway, but not anything directly into any kind of kitchen.
I'll open that door just to confirm my suspicion that it connects through.
Okay.
Before we go, you said the windows were barred. Is that just like aesthetically? Barred?
Aesthetically. When you first did your pass around, the first floor windows all had bars on them.
Like, they're fenestrated or they are like barred to keep something in and or out?
Seemingly for security measures. I mean, there's always monsters about.
Can I tell if they're meant to keep something in or out?
You can do an insight. It's a little difficult to deter, you know, I'm going to say no,
okay.
I don't know what insight is going to tell you that in or out. It's just meant to impede movement.
Egress.
Who's to say in which direction?
Ingress. Yeah. Okay.
Who's to say which direction?
I'll walk through that southern door that leads back into the main chamber,
okay.
Staircase chamber. And how many more doors are there that we have not yet?
There are two more doors on that eastern wall.
One directly to my left as I exit the dining room?
One directly to your left.
I'll gingerly push that open too. I'm leaving all doors open behind me as I navigate through.
So you push that door open, and it looks like you can see a bit of a kitchen beyond.
I'm curious about the knives and that situation. Oh. If I can tell if any are missing. Was there any struggle
right,
in
ahead.
Here?
Give me a perception about.
Natural one.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still going to describe this room because you're in it. Looking around, the kitchen is tidy with dishware, cookware, and utensils neatly placed on shelves. Mm. There is a work table that has a cutting board and rolling pin atop it. There's also a stone dome-shaped oven standing near the east wall with its bent iron stovepipe connecting to a hole in the ceiling. Behind the stove and to the left is a thin door. And then in the southwest corner, there is another small door. Other than those immediately apparent items, you're looking at a kitchen.
Is there any debris in the oven?
No. You open it up, it looks like it's been fairly recently cleaned.
So there's no food on the counters, nothing?
Not on the counters, no.
I thought I might find human remains.
There
in
is
oven.
A.
Does that happen here?
Probably.
There Yikes. Is. Since Maud asked, there is a hint of food aroma in the area, but kind of muted. Nothing immediately visible in the kitchen itself.
I'll go open the door at the back of the kitchen.
All right, congratulations, kids. You have found a well-stocked pantry.
Ooh.
It looks fresh. The colors look a bit muted, but
nothing's nice?
Rotting or anything like that. So, strangely, even with the opening of the doors, the kind of muted scent doesn't become any more clear.
Oh.
But, food.
Can I do maybe an arcana check or something to see if I sense that the smell is illusory?
Mm. Yeah, go for it.
Very cool.
Where's my 20? There it is. That'll be, let's see, 10.
A 10? Food seems real to you.
Okay.
Is there any bread in the pantry?
Sure.
I'm gonna pick up a loaf.
All right. It's a little hard. Might be, you know, on the fringe of stale, but it's bread and it's not moldy, so.
I'm gonna bring it out to the kitchen and see if I can find a knife to just cut up a couple slices.
You hungry?
Okay. You can do that.
Just moving in?
I'm hungry, yeah.
I mean, it's a nice place.
Would you
if
like
you
some?
Don't find the parents, can
Finders keepers,
right?
I'll leave the kitchen and go to the last door that we haven't opened.
Okay. Opening up, you find just a cloak room that has several black cloaks hanging from hooks on the walls. And then there is also a high shelf with a top hat sitting on it.
One top hat?
One top hat.
Does this seem does the concept of this seem familiar to me at all?
Give me, I guess, concept in what sense?
I should ask, how many black cloaks when you say multiple black cloaks?
Several, I mean.
Any children sized?
I'm going to say no. This is, there are a couple, like there is a little bit of variety in the sense that there are like traveler's cloaks versus like some that look like they're more formal dress cloaks.
Okay.
Maybe one that actually matches the top hat in some fashion. It's the, you know, same shade of black. Okay. But nothing that implies like children cloaks.
Maud, you have to put on that top hat.
I'm not going to put on a top hat. We don't even know who this is. I'm not even convinced the kids lived here.
I'm going to pick up the top hat and try to put it on.
I'm going to dodge. Duck and dive away.
Dex versus Deck. Dex, I guess.
10.
Flat 12.
She's almost there, just but she barely. Just
it's like trying to pet a cat. Yeah.
You compliment the book so well.
Thinking back to the children, did their attire seem to match this lavish lifestyle?
Yes. I actually...
You did describe it, but yeah, okay.
So, as we've been walking through... I've been drawing kind of a rough map of what I think this place looks like. And I just want to do kind of a insight roll to see if it feels like all the space that should be in the house is accounted for.
Yep. Go ahead and do that. Yeah, probably an insight.
That's going to be a very solid 9.
Nine. You get the sense that something's odd, but the like even the layout of this place is a little odd. It's like there's not direct access to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. There's not you know, the largest part of this house is just a big old room with a staircase on one end. It seems odd, but with only a 9, nothing screams out at you.
Okay. So I think we've cleared out this floor. Let's go ask the kids, in my opinion.
Okay.
Seems like nothing's going on here. It's a nice house.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll let us crash here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to head for the front door to head out.
Okay. You reach for and grab the front door, and it does not open.
Oh.
It's a push.
Oh, I'll try pushing the door.
It does not open.
Are there other types of doors here? Push or pull or some third option?
Does this seem at all, like, have either any of us in Borova encountered this type of situation before?
You know, I couldn't say for certain.
Does it seem like the door's locked?
It does not appear to be. But it is, I guess anyone give me an insight check, so to speak.
There are bars on the windows.
22.
Uh-huh. 18.
18?
7.
8. 8, okay. You have no idea what's going on. The two of you, especially you being from the realm and knowing that weird things happen, you get this sense that there is a presence that does not want you to leave, which for you maybe not being from the realm, more it's like someone's fighting you to keep the door closed. Mm. And you're very much fighting a losing battle, because it's like it's like you can feel the force resisting you, but I don't know, it's odd. It's not necessarily, like, coming from elsewhere, you might not necessarily read it as sinister.
I'm going to swing my battle axe into the door. I both want to try and get out, but also see if the house reacts.
Okay, go ahead and take a swing.
15. 17.
17? Okay. Go ahead and hit it, and there's like a big thunk, and you create like a little divot, but the axe doesn't sink in.
Oh.
That is a solid
door. It's a
door.
Wooden door.
It is a wooden door.
Are you kidding? This is hand-carved mahogany.
How can you tell it's hand-carved?
I'll turn around and swing at a wall.
Okay.
I want to see if I get the same effect.
I'm going to duck.
11?
Yeah, 11. Yeah, you hit the wall. Go ahead and roll damage.
Ooh. Four.
Four? You do, you hit the axe. The axe, like, kind of cracks into the wall, and the facade of the interior wall itself does break. There is apparent damage.
What are you doing?
You're a wild woman.
Cover my ears.
Something does not want us to leave.
Excuse me. We'll be right back, but just need to go ask a couple questions. That work for you? And I'm going to try the door again.
It doesn't open.
I think you might be right.
I'm going to quickly kind of move a little faster, go back into the main room with the staircase and loudly say,
we talked to Rosa and Thorn. If their parents are in the house, please make noise.
Yeah, persuasion check.
Oh, no.
Or intimidation, if that's the angle. It sounds more like persuasion to me.
Can I help in any way by just shouting as well?
Sure. You can either give her an advantage or y'all both can roll persuasion.
No, give advantage. Advantage?
Oh, man. 13.
There's no sound and no reply. Just the continuous sense of with the...
It wants us upstairs.
Crackling of the fire.
We shouldn't go upstairs.
I agree.
Want to camp out here?
No.
First, I'm going to try something. I want to walk over to the window. Maybe the one in the hunting room there.
Okay.
Do the bars go straight to the top of the window all the way?
Yeah, the bars completely cover the facade of the window. Like, they have to be mounted outside of the frame for them to actually
cover the window itself. I thought it was just, like, the bottom part, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say the bars are definitely to keep people in. Based on that.
Where are they lying?
The children?
Yes.
I can't see why they would have not been.
They appeared genuinely scared of something.
I'm going to walk over to the staircase and, again, kind of look straight up, see what I can see. I know it gets dark, but can I see how many floors up this goes?
Go ahead and give me your perception check, just because, you have dark vision, so I'll...
Yes.
What?
You've seen the outside.
23.
You get a pretty good sense that this stair goes up two more stories.
I don't know what choice we have. We can stubbornly stay here or continue on.
I mean, so far it's been a beautiful home. Is it really that big a deal to keep going?
Are strange lands.
Maybe the house just likes us, but I think I hate that more.
I mean, I kind of like this house, currently.
I did say that I wanted to live here.
I could go try and break down the wall in the foyer where I hit it before. It left a dent.
I don't know if that'll do anything, but I would love to watch.
Okay, we go upstairs. Probably.
Okay, I'll follow you.
Sorry. For clarification, what wall did you hit?
I just swung that way instead. of the door.
An external wall?
Yes, I meant an external
wall. I thought I took it as an internal wall. External wall would have been the same effect as hitting the door.
Okay. Oh. Got it. Then that idea never would have occurred to me.
Okay.
We're stuck. Oh, but we could break through walls room to room. We could improve the dining area by having the kitchen directly attached.
Really make it an open concept in here.
Yeah. Look at that feng shui going.
You think this one's load-bearing?
All right. So y'all going up to the second floor?
I guess. You first.
We're coming up.
Don't tell them that.
Torch held up.
Tell who?
I don't know. I don't trust anything anymore.
So you ascend the stairs, circling upward, and you find yourselves...
Torch.
...in another... and you find yourselves in a hall that is not unlike the first floor below, once you came. There, unlit oil lamps are mounted on the walls of this elegant hall. Hanging above the mantelpiece is a wood-framed portrait of a family, mother and father with their two smiling children, whom you recognize from your encounter outside of this house.
Okay.
The father also cradles a swaddled baby whom the mother regards with a hint of scorn.
No.
There are standing suits of armor that flank wooden doors. There are standing suits of armor that flank wooden doors in the east and west walls, and each suit of armor clutches a spear and has a visored helm shaped like a wolf's head. The doors are carved with dancing youths. The staircase, red marble staircase, continues its upward spiral, and a cold draft can be felt coming down the steps.
So these are probably the children's rooms?
I'm going to light the oil lamps in the fireplace.
All right. I don't think there's a fireplace, just a mantelpiece on the far wall.
I see.
But the oil lamps, you can go with it.
Are y'all seeing this photo?
Yeah, the portrait.
Are y'all seeing this portrait?
Yeah.
Where is the baby?
Oh, I was thinking that face she's making. They had to stand here for this to be painted. And she held that face.
Maybe the baby was crying. Maybe the baby pooped early on. Babies are nasty.
No, that can make sense. I get that.
Can I inspect some of the suits of armor?
Yeah, go ahead and do a perception check for me.
What's with the wolves thing? They've got a thing about wolves, yet a wolf was the thing attacking them?
Right. Why would the kids be so scared of wolves if wolves is like their bread and butter?
Yeah. Perception? Mm-hmm. 16.
So looking around, wolves. suits of armor, not really anything noticeable about them other than the visored helm shaped like a wolf head. But you do notice, kind of as you're examining the back of the armor, the suits of armor, leaning around to look behind the suit of armor puts you a little closer to the paneling. And you notice in the paneling that there's not just like carved images of dancing youths. Some of the youths aren't really dancing, but what you took for carvings of dancing youths, with a closer look, you can see that the youths aren't really dancing, but they are fighting off swarms of bats.
The paneling in the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What an interesting design choice.
Very macabre.
Was it always this weird? Does it... I kind of wonder if now... if something changed when the door, we tried to leave.
Like if we had inspected before, it would have looked differently.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I mean, I
why
don't
not?
Know. Yeah. I kind of wonder what the lower rooms, if there's a sign of struggle now.
If you want to go check.
Is it still light down there?
Yeah. I mean, the fireplace is still lit. You can still see that looking over the banister. It's pretty easy to see the glow coming up.
I'm going to go take a quick peek.
a Foley tableau.
And if I scream, probably that's a bad thing. Okay, I don't have a plan. I'm going to try and, like, quickly and quietly tippy-toe down the stairs, peek into the dining room.
Okay, go ahead and give me a stealth check on your way back down the stairs.
Ooh, 8.
8? So you come on down the stairs. Probably once you get to the bottom, you kind of do that thing where you misjudge, so you think there's you're at the bottom, but there's one more step. As you, your foot slams down on the wood and kind of echoes a little bit. So not much in the way of stealth, but aside from that echo of the footfall, the room's more or less as you left it. You can wander off into the dining hall, and if you want to take a closer look at that paneling, you can give me another perception check.
In the dining hall?
Didn't you say you want to go to the dining room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through the door, though. Can I check from standing in the doorway?
You can do it with disadvantage.
Okay. Why was that the thing that got me, where all of a sudden I'm so creeped out?
What was the check, perception?
Or, yes.
16.
16? Even with disadvantage?
Yeah.
Huh?
Nice.
All right. So, when you were first in this room, that's the tapestry. Give me a second.
While Maud is doing this, I want to just, with my hands, remove a helmet from one of these guys.
Oh, okay. You can go. We'll get back to get her. Yeah, so kind of, it's hard to see entirely, but, just from a distance, the light. But with a 16, you can see that a lot of the paneling around the dining room seems to have twisted faces carved into tree trunks and wolves lurking amid the carved foliage.
Do I remember it being that way before?
I'm not sure any of you looked closely enough before.
Okay, I'm just going to dash back up the stairs then.
All right. Dash back up the stairs. Well, she's down and away. Maud goes up and away, and Leah, you just lift this kind of wolf visor helmet off of the suit of armor. You can peer down inside. It's hollow. It just appears to just be a suit of armor.
I'm taking all four off. I'm going to put them, line them up by a wall.
Okay. Yeah. Collect them, line them up. Just have four wolf helmets. Yeah.
It's a beautiful collection.
I just squint at you.
So what'd you see down there?
It's all the same, I think, but the paneling down there is creepy, too. Like,
were the wolf pelts still in the hunting room?
Oh, I didn't check.
It just occurred to me.
You think they might be on the move?
Maybe animated. I'll go downstairs and just look into the hunting room from the door.
I'll tableau again.
I'm gonna stand as close to him as I can without it seeming weird.
So you can go on down and check out the wolf room there, the den. Still just a bunch of hunting trophies and pelts about.
I'll go back upstairs.
And in that time, I just want to, examining the portrait, are the children about the ages that we saw?
They do appear a little bit younger, but okay. they're quite obviously the same children, especially the young boy. You can see he is, even in this portrait, clutching that doll.
Okay.
Would we infer that the baby is still a baby?
Likely.
Okay.
I want to take the picture down.
Okay.
I just want to hold it. Examine it.
Yeah. It's a painting. There's, the artist's style, it's surprising
it
the
signed?
Color that they come, the color they get out, the pigment, because, looking around this land so far, you've seen a lot of drab colors. So it's interesting that they were able to, like, capture a bit of a, like, kind of a reddish gold, sheen of sunlight in the background of this. But, you know, fine details are a little rougher. Just, you know, must have had paintbrushes that were a little too wide. But good chunky scrapes of paint across that really give a nice texture to it.
Thick oil paint.
All right, then I'm going to go over to the doors on the west side.
All right.
And open them. I'm still carrying the painting.
Hey, don't move.
Still carrying the painting.
Lay his back.
Oh. I didn't see you there.
That paladin stealth, you know?
Clunk, clunk.
All right. You're just going to go open up the doors?
Yep.
All right. So open the doors, you get...
Did you say west?
West.
West, yeah. Towards me, yeah, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You open the doors, double doors. They open up to about a 20 by 30 foot room. It appears to be some form of ballroom or conservatory. There are gossamer drapes that cover the windows of this elegantly appointed hall, which has a brass-plated chandelier hanging from the ceiling. Upholstered chairs line the walls, and stained glass wall hangings depict beautiful men, women, and children singing and playing instruments. A harpsichord with a bench rests in the northwest corner, and near the fireplace is a large standing harp. Alabaster figurines of well-dressed dancers adorn the mantelpiece.
I'm going to examine every single one of those paintings and see if they're actually singing or dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to light the fireplace and then put this photo up above the fireplace.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and do your perception check.
14.
All right. So the stained glass wall hangings, still just men, women, and children singing and playing instruments. But looking at the alabaster figurines, you do see that several are actually carvings of well-dressed skeletons.
Oh.
And then shortly after you notice this, Kit just shoves him off the mantle so he can climb on up and hang the painting above the mantle.
Do they look expensive?
Can They're I alabaster.
Catch one and pocket it?
You sure can.
All right.
Yeah. Picture looks so much better in here. I didn't want to take away from what she had done with the helmets out there.
Oh,
I just felt that.
Redecorating now?
It fit the room better.
I mean, I guess we live here now, right?
Do I notice what she pockets?
Go ahead and do sleight of hand if you're going to be trying to be sneaking.
Oh, that's a 8.
Okay, yeah. Both of y'all would notice. Okay. just in passing.
What material is this? Valuable?
I don't think so. It's a funny skeleton, man. I thought we were redecorating.
Ah, and I'll put one in my pocket, too.
Is the wall paneling different? What does the wall paneling look like?
There is no explicit description of the wall paneling for this one. So I imagine it's just nice wooden wall paneling.
Can either of you play the piano or harpsichord?
No.
I could try.
Which one do you want to try? I'll try the other.
I'll go piano.
Okay, I'll go harpsichord.
I'll reluctantly go over to the harp.
So I guess these are performance checks.
I don't have proficiency.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, did you say piano and harpsichord?
Sorry, I thought you said harpsichord.
Harpsichord, harp.
There's harpsichord and harp. I don't think there's anything else.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the map. That looks like a piano.
Yeah, that is the harpsichord.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Similar to a piano, but the strings, it's a plucking mechanism rather than a hammer striking mechanism, which is why it's so
played like a piano.
Twangy. Sorry, what?
It's played like a piano.
It is played like a piano.
Classically haunted sound.
Does it have one of the silly noise strings like the cartoon pianos?
But yes, the harpsichord or a harp are your options.
Okay, then I'll go over to the harp.
Okay.
I guess give me performance checks, okay. Y'all.
Ooh.
I was about to ask, do you have advantage with performance? Nope. I was wondering where you're going with that.
I was getting ready for a disadvantage.
13.
What?
13.
Okay.
6.
So,
chopsticks. Ding, ding.
Plink, plink, plink,
yeah.
Plink.
Yeah, so there, yeah. So, so Maud plays, and there's, like, it's horribly out of tune. But you play, like, it's like playing the vaguest semblance of, like, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or something like that. Or it's just like, bam, bam, it's
I stop very early on.
Kit just does a full-on strum of the harp, and like three of the strings, ding, 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 just snap.
You know, this room's nice, but I feel like these haven't been used in a while.
Yeah.
I'll open the drapes during this performance.
Does this room seem less well-kept?
It's or are we just same clean, pristine condition as the first floor. Opening up the drapes, you're looking out onto the old Svelik road. It's you know, the road from whence you came, just out to the woods.
Are there bars on the windows?
Not on these.
I could break the window. Do we push forward or try to leave?
I'm gonna get real quiet. Let's try and break the window. And kind of whisper to you both, if there's something here and we break the window, would it come to investigate? Thinking we left.
Perhaps.
Would you want to be in the same room as it?
Well, isn't that where we're headed?
I'm gonna... Is there something solid I can tie a rope to?
The harpsichord looks heavy.
Yeah, the alabaster figures.
Oh, they're big?
I guess what... Oh, are you trying to rappel?
Yes.
Sorry. I thought you were like slingshot around with the...
Oh!
With the, or no, sorry, I was looking something up as y'all were talking. I mean, the... Jeez, the harpsichord would be the least likely thing to move, but...
Okay, I'll tie my rope around that.
Okay.
And say, if you want to try and break the window, I can get ready for us to just go.
I'm concerned for the baby, but is this our responsibility?
Right. And also, if the parents are dead, the baby's probably dead.
No, you're right. I'm going to take the end of my battle axe and try and break the window with it.
Do an attack roll?
Do you want me, what do you want me to add? Do you want me to just add
it's
my battle
strength.
Axe damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a...
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, okay. 10.
10? Hit the window. Decently solid hit, but it has no effect.
I'll try one more time.
Okay. Do another attack roll.
What's it sound like?
10.
10? Same effect.
It won't budge.
All right, I guess I'll untie my rope then.
All right.
We press on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
As I walk through the main chamber again, are the helmets still where I left them?
They are.
Okay, good. And I'll gingerly push open the door on the east side of... Across the way.
All right. So you push open the door, and you can see red velvet drapes across the windows of this room. There's an exquisite mahogany desk and a matching high-back chair that face the entrance and the fireplace, above which hangs a framed picture of a windmill perched atop a rocky crag. Situated in corners of the room are two overstuffed chairs, and floor-to-ceiling bookshelves line the south wall.
Oh.
A rolling wooden ladder allows one to more easily reach the high shelves.
Can you describe the part you said about the windmill again?
There's a fireplace, above which hangs a framed picture of a windmill perched atop a rocky crag. Mm.
Does it look like the old bone grinder?
Yeah.
I'll light the fireplace.
Okay. Desk lights, bunch of shadows cast along the walls. For a moment, you think you see like a figure, and then
It's just the shadow of a decanter that's sitting on top of the desk.
I jump a little bit. Yeah. I try to cover it up.
Also atop the desk, there's all these weird shadows cast from an oil lamp. There's a jar of ink, a little bit of a quill pen, and then a tinderbox and a letter kit, along with some various other items spread across the desk.
Is there anything that was recently written?
Go ahead and do, call this a... We'll call it an investigation if you're going to, like, dig around.
Can I help Maud with this by helping to look through the desk?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll with advantage.
Oh, it's a 20.
Oh,
nat 20.
And nat 20.
What?
Nat
20? Very nice. That's the first All right. one, isn't it?
So looking around, you have an oil lamp. There's a jar of ink, a quill pen, a tinderbox, a letter kit. The letter kit has a red wax candle. There are four blank sheets of parchment and a wooden seal bearing what appears to be the family insignia, a windmill. There is also a desk drawer that you pull open, and it is empty, really, except for an iron key.
Oh, I take the key.
All right. Were you interested in looking at the shelves at all, or just the desk for now?
I'll take a look at the shelves.
All right, go ahead and do, I guess, call it an investigation check for this one.
And do any books look out of place?
You can also do an investigation or perception check.
Nine
for you?
14.
So, Kit, looking around, you're just kind of staring at a wall of what appears to be hundreds of books. And reading the spine, some of them seem like old and weathered. Others are a little bit nicer condition. Some dust covered. Maybe they haven't moved as much as the others. But there's just a cursory glance at the spines shows that there's a variety of topics. History, warfare, alchemy, all kinds of things. Leah, digging around, you also find first edition collected works of poetry and fiction. And then... there is a red-covered book with a blank spine that kind of stands out to you a little bit.
I'm going to pull on it.
All right. You pull on it, and... the bookcase in the corner, that far corner where the dice is...
Southeast.
Yes, in that row of books back there in the southeast corner, one of the bookcases is fake, and it opens up into a little 5x10 foot room.
I found something.
I'm gonna go over and check it out.
All right. So, cursory glance. There's a secret room that contains bookshelves packed with tomes.
Ooh.
Quick glance inside, and you see a heavy wooden chest with clawed iron feet that stands against the south wall. Its lid is half closed. Sticking out of the chest is a skeleton in leather armor.
Moving?
I'm gonna squint and use my divine sense for celestial fiend or undead.
Okay, you do that. You don't sense anything.
It's not undead.
It's just a...
It looks dead.
It's not undead.
Oh.
Which is positive.
I'm going to poke him with a stick.
All
right. I guess my dagger.
as you poke him, the body kind of shifts and kind of slides out of the trunk as it falls shut. And as the skeleton kind of, tumbles its way out, you can see that... looks more or less like obviously humanoid, but more or less human. You don't think it's any sort of exotic race, but you can see that there are three darts sticking out of the armor and rib cage of this creature.
Oh, it's booby trapped, maybe. Mm-hmm.
And also, clutched in the skeleton's left hand is a letter.
I think this room is booby-trapped. So I'm going to very carefully try and investigate where those darts may have come from.
All right, go ahead and do an investigation check. Sorry, Kit, you were going to...
was just going to say, can I do a perception on where those darts might have come from?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
And while they're doing this, knowing that I get a headache if I try for too long, I just want to quickly scan through this floor to see if I do see anything before that headache comes on and I lose my divine sense.
Nothing around this floor.
Okay. I'll walk back.
19.
19, and you had a...
Add an at-one.
At-one, okay. All right, so you don't see much of anything beyond these large tomes. Kit is able to, like, basically, seemingly bold as he is, just kind of, like, lift open the trunk case and see that there's a broken mechanism in there that at one time probably shot these darts, but it is defunct now.
Okay. Is there anything else in the chest?
Yes, there is. There are three blank books with black leather covers, three scrolls of parchment, what appears to be two separate deeds, as well as a signed will.
Oh.
Whoa.
Taking a little bit of time to peruse it over. I think Maud would quickly realize that, and potentially Leah as well, quickly recognize that the three scrolls of parchment are spell scrolls.
Ooh, can I have that?
Sure.
These are, I'll just go ahead and tell you. The spell scrolls for bless, protection from poison, and spiritual weapon.
Ooh.
I'm not sure any of those count as wizard spells.
Yeah, I don't recognize any of these.
Yeah, I think as a paladin, you would be able to use bless and protection from poison.
I forgot what I was.
I don't think you'd be able to use spiritual weapon. I think that is cleric specific.
I could use two of them.
Okay, you want to take the third one just in case?
Sure.
And what, if I open up one of the blank books, are they empty?
They're just blank books. They have black leather covers. They look... in pretty decent condition. You might be able to use it or you might be able to sell it.
Okay, I'm going to hold on to those. And then I want to examine the will.
Okay. Examining the will, it is signed by Gustav and Elizabeth Durst. And it bequeaths the house, the windmill, and all other family property to Rosavalda and Thornbolt Durst in the event of their parents' deaths.
What about the baby?
And glancing at the deeds, you see that one deed is for the house, one is for the windmill.
Is there anything in the will about a third child?
There is not.
Is the will dated?
It is not.
And did you say there is a letter in the hand of the skeleton?
Yeah,
yes, there is a letter in the hand of the skeleton. Maud can go ahead and snatch up the letter. Go ahead and do a... Let's do it like a history check.
Okay.
You could also call it a religion check, I guess, if you wanted to.
What is it?
Six.
Six? There's a really fancy seal on there. It appears to be some sort of raven, but...
Would that seal mean anything?
Do you recognize the seal, Leah?
Either history or religion.
Nat 20 for
23. Okay. You instantly recognize it as the seal of Strahd von Zarevich.
Oh, no.
What is it?
You know this?
I'll look at Maud, assuming everyone in Barovia knows about Strahd.
Yeah.
It's Strahd's seal.
Oh.
And I'll hold it up again.
Oh.
Sorry, who's Strahd?
You'll find out soon enough, I'm sure.
Do we open it? It's not meant for us.
Is it still sealed?
It is still sealed.
Is this Strahd guy someone who normally sends letters?
Not to me.
He does whatever he wants, from what I understand. Can I do like an arcana check to... see if I get the sense that it's like it will know or something will know if I break the seal.
Yeah, go ahead and do an arcana check.
That's a dirty 20?
20, actually. Okay. Just seemed like an ordinary old letter, sealed with wax.
I don't get why you're...
I'm opening it then.
Okay. You rip it open. And there's this... it's handwritten in this kind of elegant but slightly scratchy flowing script. And it reads, "My most pathetic servant, I am not a messiah sent to you by the dark powers of this land. I have not come to lead you on a path to immortality. However many souls you have bled on your hidden altar, however many visitors you have tortured in your dungeon, know that you are not the ones who brought me to this beautiful land. You are but worms writhing in my earth. You say that you are cursed, your fortune spent. You abandoned love for madness, took solace in the bosom of another woman, and sired a stillborn son. Cursed by darkness? Of that I have no doubt. Save you from your wretchedness? I think not. I much prefer you as you are. Your dread lord and master, Strahd von Zarevich."
Okay, gross. But also that explains the
baby.
The baby.
Would I know...
Imagine we're all reading it together.
Yeah. Mom's doing a dramatic reading for all of us. I'm wondering if I'm jumping to conclusions. Would I know that these might be followers of Mother Night based on my history with religion?
Why don't you...
Roll a kind of a...
Because this room you're in right now has bookshelves packed with tomes.
Okay, yeah, I want to look at those. Yeah.
Go ahead and do... you can do a religion check on these, actually.
10.
10? 10, 10, 10. So, looking at the tomes, you see that there are a variety of them that describe fiend-summoning rituals and the necromantic rituals of a cult called the Priests of Osibus, or Osibus, O-S-Y-B-U-S. That is more or less all you can glean at the moment.
In this room we're in, is there an altar of some kind?
There is not.
Okay.
Wait, so hang on. This letter was written to the parents. So they have a torture dungeon?
Oh, so they shot the messenger?
I wonder if that was intentional.
So
a long time ago, actually. Hang on. This is a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
Told their children the dungeon was full of monsters to keep them out.
Oh, they were the monsters in the basement.
Screaming.
Is this type of letter normal from Strahd?
I mean, I've never courted his lordship or whatever. He doesn't seem like a very...
Yeah, he seems like a dipship.
I beg your pardon?
You know, dipship? Someone who just brings the whole ship down, vibe down, ruins everything.
Well, I mean, I can't... You're not wrong. He does seem that way.
Have you ever met him?
I think that's a bit of an understatement. Just going by this letter alone, I like it when you're pathetic, kind of. I want you to be miserable. Why follow this guy? I mean, so that... Oh, hang on. I have an iron key. I found a key.
Yes, you did.
Right. Maybe this will get us where we couldn't get before. There was a locked chest downstairs, right?
I think Kit would have been the only one to notice that at the moment.
Okay.
But between the three of y'all, you know, everyone coming together, throwing in their own input, that would be the only lock that you have found thus far.
Yeah, if you're looking for a lock, there was a chest.
There's nothing up here?
Not yet.
Not that you've seen.
Are there any, papers showing secret passageways and layouts of the blueprints of the house, perhaps?
You can do an investigation or a perception check.
Just in case.
Is there a seal on the...
That's a 20.
Nat 20?
Yeah.
Woo. You are quite confident that such a thing does not exist.
All right. I have turned this room upside down.
There was a red wax candle on the desk.
Yes.
I'm curious if there was a... Is that called a signet? To seal letters with? Like, was that meant for sealing letters?
Yes. It was meant for sealing letters. And the on the desk, there was... Sorry, I moved what area I was in.
I kind of want to see if this is a...
Give me a second.
I'm sure a lot of people use red wax, but just in case there's this random raven signet, I'd be concerned.
No, there is a wooden seal bearing the family insignia, the windmill.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to head back out to the main hallway then.
I'll follow.
And yes. Just say, might as well check out the rest of the rooms. Can't get worse than that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay. It's really only that one room left right near the
southeast.
Right near the threshold. Is that the threshold? The landing? The landing of the stairs. And you are free to open that up. Swing the door open. An undecorated bedroom contains a pair of beds with straw stuffed mattresses, and at the foot of each bed is a footlocker.
Does this seem less well appointed than the other rooms?
The furnishings are not as fancy, but it is clean.
Okay.
Hmm.
I want to check the foot lockers and also see if there's any closets or anything in the room.
Looking around, there is a door that opens up into a closet.
I'll open that.
There are very neatly pressed servants' uniforms that hang from hooks in that closet, but the foot lockers are empty.
The servant uniforms, would they be adult?
They would be, yes.
Oh, okay.
So these kids only had one set of clothes? This looks like a kid's room?
Presumably servant's room from the uniforms hanging in the closet.
I was going by two beds.
Are there any other doors or windows or anything in this room?
Looking around, there is a little bit of a small door a couple feet off the ground. Sliding it open, it looks like a dumbwaiter shaft.
Ooh.
And there's a little button on the wall next to it.
Is it open right now in terms of like, is the dumbwaiter at this floor or?
The dumbwaiter is not at this floor, no.
Can I look down and see if it's below?
Go ahead and do a perception check for me.
Don't stick your head in there.
I stick my head in
there. Mostly because of the darkness. Yeah.
15.
15? Yeah. It looks like it's probably at the lowest level. And looking, just kind of looking at the shaft as a whole, it looks like it might go up one more floor as well.
Can we call it?
You can...
Press a button.
Press a button.
I do it.
From down below, you hear... Ring, 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 ring. But there's... No response. It seems that there is a rope hanging there from presumably from the rope and pulling mechanism, but it's not automated and there is no response from ringing the bell.
That makes sense.
I'll pull it.
Yeah.
Just feel like I'm gonna find a head or something.
And slides on up and there's a little dumbwaiter. Cabinet for you.
Anything inside?
Nothing inside.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put one of my wooden stakes inside of it and just shut the door.
Okay. You're free to do so.
Looks like we're headed back up.
Should we keep going up?
Versus?
I don't know. I kind of want to comb the house for a secret lock now that I have this key.
Oh, if you want, I could show you where the chest was, if you want to try that.
Would you mind?
No, and I'll just walk downstairs and where I found the chest.
Yep. So all three of y'all can wander on down the stairs back into the the room, the den with all the wolf pelts and hunting trophies. There are the two cabinets in there with a lock on it. Unlock on one of them. But the... Is it an iron key? I think it's an iron key. The iron key that you have does not fit the lock. Okay. Actually appears a bit too large for a padlock of this size.
Oh, dang.
Do either of you know how to pick a lock?
I mean, I do. I've done it before. I have...
I believe you can
do it. Proficiency with thieves' tools, but I don't know that I actually have thieves' tools.
Do you have thieves' tools in your inventory? You don't exactly automatically get them as
a wizard. For that. Do you have a lock pick?
No.
No?
I have this, and I'll use an... just one sec. I'm going to cast Acid Splash on the lock.
Ooh.
Okay. Is that
it's a cantrip.
Okay, is it like an attack roll or just flat out damage?
It's a dex save, I think.
The lock's too fast for you, baby.
Must succeed on a dex saving throw. Okay. Or
yeah. No, it's definitely going to hit it. Go ahead and roll the damage for it.
Six acid damage.
So the, you shoot out the acid splash.
Well,
it does start to wear away on the lock itself. It doesn't fully break the lock, but it does appear to cause it to become brittle.
I'll hit it with the back of my battle axe.
All right. Do you want to attack roll for it?
Full of surprises.
Mm-hmm. How we do? 16.
16? Yeah. You just... That was weird. That was not as big of a sound as I wanted it to be. Yeah, just... And the lock breaks open, kind of falls apart to the floor.
Majestic.
This kind of makes finding the key a little less exciting, but I mean,
well, it wasn't the key for this.
It might be careful. For a door upstairs.
Good point. Don't stand in front of it when you open it.
I'll move over to the
Who
side.
Who wants to open it?
I'll open it.
All right. You open it on up, and it is a cabinet. There, and it looks like it carries some potential hunting gear. Oh. Specifically, a heavy crossbow, a light crossbow, and a hand crossbow. And there are three quivers, and each appears to carry 20 bolts.
I mean, anybody want a crossbow?
I'll take one.
I'm going to take the hand crossbow.
Okay. I'll take the light crossbow.
All right.
I'll take the heavy. I can't use it, but I might as well.
It does seem like it works.
That's exactly how it should be.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And that's it for as far as... known locked items you've encountered.
All right, well.
Upwards and onwards?
I guess.
Yes.
Further up, further in.
All right.
Let me begin.
So you ascend the stairs, continuing on past the second floor and upwards to the third. As you get to the base of the stairs, second floor leading up to the third, as stated before, there is a bit of a cold draft coming, wafting on down the stairs. Mm-hmm. You ascend up to the third floor, and you hit the landing on the third floor, and end up a little taken aback, as no effort has been made to preserve the contents of this floor. It's dusty and drafty, and it's just... everything seems old. There are cobwebs... The moment you hit the landing, the floorboard underneath you going, which, on retrospect, you're like, that wasn't happening before.
Mm-hmm.
It also smells musty.
Is there anything, small furniture in this room?
There's a dusty balcony looking down over the red marble staircase that you came up. There's a suit of black plate armor standing against one wall draped in cobwebs. There are oil lamps mounted on the oak-paneled walls, which are carved with woodland scenes of trees, falling leaves, and tiny critters.
This is so creepy. It's just getting creepy.
Gonna light the lanterns.
Light the lanterns.
And examine the critters a little closer.
The paneling?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and roll a perception on the paneling.
22.
22, all right. You notice that with some of the scenes of trees and falling leaves, tiny critters, there are tiny corpses hanging from the trees and worms bursting up from the ground.
Get this, it's not cute.
Of course not. Who lived here?
I think it was the Dursts.
I mean, who? It's more rhetorical. Like, why would you? Never mind.
We've not encountered a single bedroom.
I almost wonder if...
There is one on the second floor.
For servants.
Right. So this is probably the...
Do the stairs continue to go up from here?
Lived?
This is the highest landing of the stairs.
Are there any tracks in the dust?
Go ahead and do a perception check.
What a good question.
Oh. Six.
Six? I don't know. Layers of dust everywhere. Who can say?
So dusty up here.
Bless you.
And how many doors are there off of this area?
Off of this area, there are three doors from what you can... looking in front of you, there are three doors from what you can see. Along with the paneling, there is a suit of black plate armor.
All right, I'm going to open the west door, assuming that's what connects to the balcony from what it looked like outside.
All right, as you go to walk towards the west door, you hear... as the suit of armor begins to move and goes to attack Kit.
Oof.
And I need everyone to roll initiative.
Of course.
And that's where we'll stop until next time.
Do you want to hear initiative first?
We'll go ahead and hear the initiatives first.
17.
Okay.
14.
14.
13.
13.
Oops. All right. I gotta know, does this guy have a wolf helmet?
It does not state such.
Gosh,
just a suit of black plate armor.
All right.
And I would assume that we all hear it as soon as it starts moving past the precipice. Okay, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It is not a sneaky thing.
About as stealthy as she is.
Plate armor is not a stealthy thing. Especially covered in cobwebs, probably hasn't moved in a bit. But yes, thank you everyone for joining us on this new and different and somewhat unsettling adventure. We hope you'll join us next time as we continue wandering on through the Death House. Until then, I guess, farewell and bye.
Bye.